Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
.34 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, Kevin off this week. You know, touring America, it's a tough job. And of course, behind the glass, Marcus Mariota hater, Jonathan Schaefer.
That is so not true.
Say that.
Marcus Mariota, truth teller, maybe. All right, let's go down to Hoover, just on the outskirts of Birmingham. To our 3HL crew, Brent Doherty, of course, Mickey Ryan, and Don Davenport. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, boys.
Thanks for the intro. A little Snoop Dogg out of your iPod or whatever like you've got going. I like
Walkman.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can thank Schaefer for that.
I mean, Schaefer, but the reason why we played that is because we were wondering if you guys have already done the face app challenge with all these old-looking people on there. Have you guys done that?
We're about to do it. We've been instructed to take a picture of the three of us together. I haven't told them yet. But, yeah, so that picture will be coming. Have you guys done that?
No, we don't know how to do it. You know, we're too old. We don't know how to do it.
Yeah, you take a picture of me, it'll show me dead. I mean, that's
Mark, we did joke last night that that Mickey would just look how Mickey looks.
Yeah, I would be the same.
He would be the same in the face app.
Young Irishman and old Irishman. Walked into a bar and we know the rest. All right. My question to you guys, and each give me an answer. Are you going to take Jeremy Pruitt or the field as far as the longest opening monologue?
Well, since Les Miles isn't here anymore, I guess you got to go with Jeremy Pruitt. But, I mean, you know, that's a good way to kind of rule out stupid questions and crazy questions or questions that you don't want to answer. And you know, it's funny, Mark, and I know you guys have been around Jeremy Pruitt too, but he seems dramatically different to me from a personality standpoint this year compared with last. We had him on the show yesterday, and he was affable, and he was laughing, and, you know, we cracked a joke about he said that he had gone by his old high school last weekend. It was good to get home, and Mickey and I both at the same time said, better not tweet about it, and he laughed and said, yeah, you're right. So different kind of guy. Now, that'll shut down in August as we get into camp because, listen, people are talking about 8-9 wins for Tennessee. I'm just not there because they're not good up front yet. And if they are, we don't know it. We haven't seen it. Maybe they are. Don't know. But that's where you've got to be in the SEC. And the East is better, guys. The East is better. So we'll see on Tennessee. A lot of optimism there moving forward. But I'm still stuck on maybe 7 wins for them, maybe the more realistic goal.
All right, Mickey and Don, give me your takeaways from your interview with Pruitt.
For me, same thing Brent said. He does seem much more relaxed. Now, we talked to some of the everyday on-the-job media guys in Knoxville, and they said maybe they don't see that as much as we do, but we get him in small doses. they did seem surprised when we talked about how relaxed and genial he was in the interview.
Yeah, John Adams specifically.
Really? Are you sure about that?
Are you sure?
Genial. Did he take a genial pill?
I will say this. I also think that Jeremy Pruitt gets the audience and the number of eyes and ears that are on this event this year and realizes how important it is. And perfect example is his, we've got 4 seniors at wide receiver. I'm going to say it again, 4 seniors at wide receiver. I would think that Tennessee would be a pretty good landing spot for me if I'm a high school receiver.
Right, that was like, part of his filibuster.
That was part of his 23-minute filibuster there of his 30 minutes. So I feel like he really has looked at this in a different way this year from a standpoint of, okay, let me go and sell my team. Let me get say what I want to say, and he did it in a much more comfortable way this year than he did last. I mean, this is overwhelming. If this is your first year as a head coach to walk into this atmosphere in Radio Row where everybody's just lined up and there's fans in a circle, and, I mean, you're hitting CBS, you're hitting ESPN, you're doing all this extra stuff before you even get to the podium.
All right, Nick Saban, of course, is there today. I'm sure you guys might have noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Anything
yeah.
he does on television, I said, looks like a hostage tape. It just does. Never looks happy being interviewed. But if for all three of you, if you had to ask Nick one question today, what would it be?
How much does 44-16 still sting? Because, you know, Nick, everybody wants to – honestly, down here, not a lot of people are even talking about Alabama because they're just this mega program that just does what they do. But here's the thing. When they lose a postseason game, that's when Nick Saban wins. He's won four national championships of the five after losing that postseason game. So Alabama, obviously, with Tua. Jerry Jeudy, Blaine, you could talk to his skill set, but that guy's ridiculous, and he's on that Julio level potentially. And then Najee Harris at running back. I'm anxious to see what he does as the focal point, of that run game. Very, very skilled guy too. But yeah, the whole Clemson thing kind of taking over storylines nationally, I wonder if that does anything to Saban.
I would ask, what did you learn from last year that you applied and changed maybe in spring and practice and preparation and mindset heading into this year? Because I feel like, you know, nationally we just look at Alabama and Nick Saban and say, oh, they just keep trucking, you know, don't have to make changes. They're this dynasty. Everything works. But that's not Nick Saban. And a perfect example was back in the day when he hired Lane Kiffin because he saw that the game was changing. So my question would be, what did you learn from last year that you applied and changed to something the way you do something this year? Because I guarantee you there's a long list of things that he changed, how he adapted, what he decided to do differently, because that's what makes him one of the greatest coaches in college football.
I would ask about the quarterback and how they plan to keep him healthy. Is there a specific plan in place to keep him healthy all year? And he played his worst football down the stretch, and he wasn't healthy.
Dealing with the knee, then he had the ankles, yeah.
So my question would be, how do you keep Tua upright, healthy? What's the maintenance plan for him to make sure he finishes at his best? And Blaine, I know this because you've told us about it. At the end of any football season anywhere, everybody's beat up. But how do you keep him at maximum health and maximum capability so he can finish strong and you can have a different outcome than you did last year?
And, boys, how many of those questions would we actually get answered from Nick Saban?
That's why I'm asking him now.
Well, we know his hands would do the answering, that's for sure. I guess real quickly for you guys, this is for Don. What did you think about Nashville getting the 2021 media day, SEC media days, and how exciting was that for Nashville?
I can't wait.
Dawn's going to be
so
on the
excited.
Red carpet, man. Yeah.
Peter Burns has already pushed this Nashville Media Nights. We're going to do these sessions at nights. We're going to have a red carpet. I'm going to have SEC fabric covered heels on the red carpet. I mean, we got it all down.
Heels.
No, I think it's awesome. I think, you know what I think? I think that it's going to, and we had Greg Sankey on yesterday, and he talked a little bit about it, but they're trying to turn this into more of a fan event to where people will come to enjoy it. I mean, we see Alabama fans here just packing this lobby, and the lobby's not big enough for all of them. Yeah. Nashville can do it better and do it differently to where you can open it up to now all of a sudden you have an SEC-related destination event in the middle of the summer when nothing else is going on. That's awesome.
Real quickly, do you guys, when you guys talk to Sankey, I guess, did he give you the Twitter handle that'll be used during the season to explain some of the, I guess, questionable calls that have been reviewed throughout the season?
Oh, yeah. It's out there.
At SEC officiating, is that what it is? We told the commissioner, like, I don't know who is going to be monitoring the mentions, but can you guys imagine
their hearts
during games what that mention feed is going to look like on SEC officiating?
Yeah.
24,900 followers already. Blaine,
and
on
they
this
have,
Twitter
And they
account.
Have nine tweets, Blaine. They've already gotten 24,000 followers, but at SEC officiating is where you can go for this.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Don't you wish you had that, Blaine, back in your playing days?
Oh, absolutely not.
All right. Players tweet that
Blaine would
SEC
be fined every week for that, right?
No way. way. All right, I'd make the team pay for it.
As we go out, no surprise to any of you guys, give me the food review, the best meal you've eaten so far.
Typical from you,
since
Mark.
You've been down there. Absolutely.
Well, Mark, this is the problem, Mark. All we do is work.
This is what we did last night.
Okay.
So, Mickey and I wanted a steak. So we came up with Bonefish Grill.
What in the world?
It's across the parking lot. So we walked to a fish restaurant, ordered steaks. They were surprisingly good.
Yeah. Well, do you see how unexciting we are, Mark? Yes.
Well, I can imagine that. But all right, listen. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, Mickey Ryan. You can imagine them all slaving over a hot microphone as they slog their way through SEC Media Days. But you can hear them, of course. Today from 2 to 6. Guys, enjoy yourselves.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you, guys.
Have a good day.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you.
All right. On the other side, we'll get to one of the biggest scams perpetrated on NFL players in a while. 944 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone.